Let's bring this meeting to order. This is the August 1st, 2017, Newburyport Conservation Commission in the Senior Center. And this meeting's being recorded. Just want to announce a change to the agenda. We're going to move the discussion of the Evergreen Peer Review to the Old Business section. Next item would be the approval of the meeting minutes from July 18th.
No comment.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, next item, we're going to discuss the Evergreen Peer Review. Just want to start off by saying we're going to ask them for more of a breakdown as to, you know, there's such a price discrepancy, more of a breakdown of what.
Well, I think the ESS one did have it broken down by hours.
Did it totally broken down?
Yeah. ESS was pretty broken down. Mr. Chair, if I could just for the record, Lisa Bean on behalf of Evergreen Commons LLC. So ESS was pretty broken down. I noted that the peer review requests for proposals went out before the last meeting, so it was before the discussion the board had about trying to make sure that there wasn't an overlap between the stuff Christensen and Sergi was doing and what the peer review was asking for. So maybe based upon that, it could be reviewed and modified, because if you look at the Horsley Witten applicant, you know, proposal, it's, you know, almost $14,000, mm-hmm. and it's very, very broad. In the meantime, you also asked us to give you the CV for Christensen and Sergi, so we have that. We can provide that to you. And we'd really like to get them rocking and rolling on the review. Whoever you choose.
Right. Did Julia just send it to those two, or was there a third that doesn't?
No, there was her email that she sent out included several others and gave a deadline by which people had to have their proposals back. And I believe based upon the review of her emails, these are the only two that she got back.
Okay.
I had her email here. I think that one of them, I saw VHB. I don't know if you remember, Tom. There was more than ESS, Horsley Witten. I remember specifically VHB, and I can't remember if there was somebody else or not. I thought I had her email here. I don't have it. But I recall them being copied, everybody. And so I think that the date she wanted them back was July 28th.
Okay.
And I think it went out on July 11th, I recall it having, or 14th, but it was before our last meeting, which was July 18th, I think.
Yeah, my discussion with Julie, she wanted more of a, I guess it was more of a breakdown with Horsley Witten. She felt it covered more of what we were hoping to do.
Right, of the two of them, I think the Horsley Witten one was the better response. Admittedly, more expensive, but.
Right, but it kind of ventures into the engineering stuff that Christian and Sergi is already doing. I guess that was my concern about clarifying it, because again.
And I think that's what she wants. She wants more of a clarification on
right.
it, on a lot of that. And I think she was hoping that she could send that request for clarification and then get it voted on the next meeting to.
Okay, so I get that. Then we're 2 weeks out again, and their proposal is a 10-week proposal. I mean, it's the first to gather up all the information is 2 to 3 weeks, and then it's 4 to 6 weeks after that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could discuss that with them if we went that direction, if they could accelerate. I mean, we at this point, there hasn't been any communication with the consultants.
Right.
And are you suggesting that ESI, ESS, had engineering tasks in there that the others might not have?
No, so the interesting thing about the ESS review I think, and I'd be interested to hear Tom's comments, is that it says it would review Christensen and Sergi's peer review and then follow up as necessary, but that it wouldn't do that review itself. And they have that in their proposal, which I think is part of the reason it's a different price and less time.
Yeah,
so the way Julia handled the last meetings on the 20th, she sent out a copy of the CNS comments to the folks who were bidding, and then said, what she told me verbally was that she didn't want to have to go through rewriting the scope. So she just kind of said to those folks that, keep in mind, CNS is doing a stormwater review. And so we may break down parts of what you do and kind of remove it from the scope, but then anything missing from their review is sort of still up for grabs. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of my take on it. And so the ESS one, I think part of the reason, and it seems clear when you read through it, that it's lower is, one, is they already know the site, they've been there.
Right,
they review the ANRAD, so there's a ton of time involved in reading through all the old record that is called for in the scope, and they've already done that. So for them, it's a brush up. For Horsley, it's a full review. So there's gonna be a ton more hours in the upfront stuff with Horsley. The other part is that ESS recognizes the CNS work more, and there's one overlapping bullet where they talk about reviewing the engineering for the ILSF, which my understanding, and Steve can address this more, but is that CNS is reviewing that. That's really the only duplicative thing in the ESS proposal with what CNS is reviewing.
Right.
But the Horsley one has a lot more overlap, and also seems to say, well, we'll look at CNS, but our job is to use our own engineering people to make comments on stormwater. So they're building in a lot of stuff, which is sort of precisely what we're trying to avoid, which is the overlap in the two reviews. I mean, I think both reviews should be aware of each other and work off each other, but
not,
you know,
not to be duplicative.
If you've ever seen a project with two different engineering peer reviews, it can be hellish, because you basically get disagreements on just fundamental little things that aren't really all that material, but it's just different styles of reviewing stuff. And you go to address one, and then the other one has an issue with it. And not to mention that it's more expensive.
So I misspoke about the time frame. So Horsley Whitten total time frame is 6-ish weeks, 4 to 6 weeks total. And then attending a meeting and maybe reviewing comments after the meeting. But it's still longer than the ESS one. So we'd like to get these moving along, given the time.
Well, how do you guys feel about it?
Well, I think we need clarification from the two proposers.
Weed out anything that's a duplicate of what Christensen and Sergi is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that gets the price down and the time short.
Right. So when do you think that'll be done?
Well, she was intending to get that done ASAP, get clarification from them, and she believed we should be able to vote on it at the next meeting.
Yes, that's, I mean, that's a full 2-week delay, and if you go with Horsley with it, even if you pare down their schedule, we're still out a month and a half before we're in, closing things out. You know, it seems like you've got, yeah, the ESS proposal is responsive to your scope, and it's almost a third the price. I mean, it's a little more than that, but it's substantially lower. It's qualified, and you know, I think we'd be willing to go with the ESS. As it is,
you know,
Have you gotten to Julia a list of, you said there were quite a few duplicate points in the Horsley Whitney?
Well, the Horsley, almost the like, for example.
So the answer is no, we haven't given, we have not given Julia a point by point. Julia gave us these late yesterday.
No, just, you know, the, trying to make sure there's no, not another slip up.
Right.
You know, we haven't fully, as Lisa said, we just got these and read through them, but the, trying to see if I can find where, but there is a mention of the CNS review, and they kind of say, well, we'll read it and be informed by it, but we're still going to do our own engineering.
Right.
So it's their, so their whole approach is one that relies on duplication, whereas the ESS one seemed to take the fact that this other review was happening and say, okay, yeah, we'll work with this. And there was only one thing that we thought was duplicative, but, you know, Steve and I were talking earlier, and it's not like it would be the worst thing in the world if an engineer reviewed the same calcs, because, I mean, there's only so many ways you can do the calcs for the ILSF. We think it's duplicative, and that one line should just defer to CNS, but that's like the only thing in that ESS scope that duplicates the review that's already occurring in the planning board.
Well, I'd like to give Horsley Whitney a chance to reduce their, remove the duplicative, otherwise we only have one choice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine if they're willing to do it. I mean, both of them are good firms, and so I don't have an issue about that. And I, you know, I go back from our comments from 4 weeks ago, is we just don't want to pay twice for the same work.
No, we understand that, but I agree with Steve, too.
On the other hand, if they want to insist on doing their own engineering work, then we'll say no.
Yeah.
Well, I tend to think that it's not that they want to do it over again. I think it's probably just the way this thing evolved. There's probably some question.
What, in there?
Yeah. Whether it would, what they were going to get, and that's how they reacted. They were being conservative.
I mean, would it make sense then, since you've got two bidding firms, to update the scope? Because it sounds like what your concern is that the scope after our last meeting, as we all sort of understood it, is sort of overmet by one firm, and I'm assuming you think it's undermet by ESS. And it seems like what ought to happen is a revised scope that's more specific based on our discussions at the last meeting, and if there's optional items you want as optional components to be priced, and give it back to those two firms and give an opportunity to clarify their bids
with
respect to them.
Yeah, it would be, I think, totally expecting, or we should totally expect to be voting on it at the next meeting.
Okay.
I understand your concern about time and everything, and I think that's when we should do it, and they should know that that's when it's going to happen.
I mean, you know this, right? So we're dealing with the planning board too, and we're addressing Christensen and Sergi's comments, and this is what we didn't want to get into, right? So Steve's making all the changes based upon Christian and Sergi's comments, and we're going to the planning board of that, and we're still not going to know what whoever says what, that there may have to be changes based upon that. Then we're going to have to go back to Christian and Sergi. So we're trying to do two parallel paths, and it seems like this process has started to drag behind, and it's going to become a problem. So, okay.
All right. So we'll.
So we're going to continue the public hearing to August 14th. Is that right?
Sure.
15th.
Oh yeah. Sorry. The 15th. Yeah. 2 weeks from tonight's the 15th. Bad at math. Sorry.
If you do that, then I'll be out of the voting. Just so
well, it may be that just to vote on this, right?
Oh, to vote, yes.
But we have to continue, so we'd like to continue to the August 15th meeting,
yes.
And then if you vote on this, and then you could continue whatever, so.
Okay.
We just continue the public hearing to August 15th and then move forward.
Right, that's fine.
Motion to continue to August 15th.
Is there a chance for a public comment?
There's not, but if you want to keep it, you can keep it short, yes.
Yeah, sure. Peter Hatcher, 15 Boyd Drive. I'm sorry, I'm not aware of what the scope is, but I just want to say, please include the ILSF calculation. I see problems with that. The seasonal high groundwater level that was used is way different than AECOM's level, which is up to 4 feet higher. So I think that's a critical point because this all determines the lowest basement level that you have in this development.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to see flooding happen over there. And also, I believe the soil classification should be looked at as well. It has a huge impact on the calculation. And just a word about ESS, they did do the INRAD peer review last year, but they strictly took the same inputs and came up with the same outputs. So what I'd like is someone to look at the inputs. Just duplicating the calculation is not worth your money.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thanks. Next item, we're going to re-vote on the Minco, what was that called? The modified order conditions.
Yeah.
Because they, somehow the mailing got lost and they want an original signed copy, probably due to the legal issues.
Julie doesn't keep the original signed?
Apparently, I guess she sends that to them. I that was my understanding. They don't have them. It got sent to them. So I don't know the situation when that is, but she did ask if we could re-vote on it. And since I listened to the recording, I guess
so
I
moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No, probably. Okay. Next item is Two Spofford Street, Riley. Request for minor modification.
Tom Hughes with Hughes Environmental Consulting. Just to remind you of the plan that you approved, we had a house and a three-car garage. And if you recall, I mean, this meets performance standards, but we had a concerned abutter up here who was concerned about review. And while we got the approval vote that night, we left just really racking our brains on what we could do to try to, you know, have a better situation for the neighbor. And I think even you folks, like, it wasn't within your purview, but we all sort of felt a little bit bad. So we left the meeting, and the architect worked with the client, and they did come up with a solution which involves bringing the house a little bit closer to the street, which then is the setback that at that point kind of moves away, so they're able to basically have enough separation to squeeze a two-car garage in to this area. So what this does is we now have a two-car garage. That two-car garage is lined up in what sort of in the same view shed. So the house and the garage are kind of lined up, and unlike the first plan, where they were kind of side by side,
oh, okay.
So creating more of a wall. The reconstructed house and garage will be sort of more within one, a narrower view corridor. This actually helps the house up here and helps that house up here in terms of the ability to see by it. Still meets the client's needs. I mean, they originally wanted a three-car garage, they wanted to go with a two. And the original impact within Riverfront was shown here as, trying to read that, I think it's 4,715. And on our updated plan, we're at 4,713. So we actually drop it by 2 square feet. So we'd like to have you consider this a minor revision and approve the change. So this can go forward and be sort of a better plan overall, I think, for everybody.
No issue.
Okay. Motion.
Motion to approve the minor modification for 2 Spofford Street.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Continuing Brooks Johnson, right?
Yeah, Brooks Johnson is continuing.
To next meeting?
What?
To next,
next
meeting?
Yeah, next meeting.
Okay.
Just don't have the profile plan that you guys asked for.
Okay.
So.
And that was it, right? That's all I've got on the agenda, I think. So.
Okay.
He wasn't home.
If I'm missing something, continue it, please.
Okay.
Take care.
Motion to continue?
Wasn't on the agenda.
Yeah.
Brooks Johnson? Should be.
Yeah, it got removed somehow.
She probably knew.
Oh, it was on the one she sent me. Okay.
Yeah, it was on one that she
yeah.
sent.
Yeah, she sent the revised one and it wasn't on there.
Well, this was in the package she gave us at the last meeting.
That's right.
Right.
This
yeah.
was before.
She emailed the newer one.
Okay.
Motion to continue.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Yeah, motion to open a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Johnson has moved. Next one is Donald Flaherty, 6 Overlook Street, notice of intent.
Hi, I'm Cynthia. I'm actually waiting for Michael Seacamp, our environmental consultant.
Oh, you're...
He's not here yet. So,
he might be having some trouble.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I walked in late, because I was really... so. I don't know if you're able to wait a couple of minutes, and if it's no show, we'll have to just...
We can proceed with the rest of
the
agenda.
Okay, okay. I have a feeling that's what it is, because I know he was going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, the next
okay.
one is his also.
Yeah.
Oh, it's his too?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have his number or anything?
Let me check.
What about the 19 Daniel Lucy?
Actually, I do. I don't know if it's his business.
You said that's it? That's
him.
It's him also.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
I'll see if I can get him.
I think they closed the ramp off 95.
Well, I was weaving
no.
my way through from
yeah.
Plum Island all the way here, and it was really crazy, so.
Your first 2 hearings in that?
Yeah, we are.
You're up. I'm up.
We're on Flaherty, Central
okay.
Long Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here it is.
I'm Cynthia Flaherty. Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Let's see, you've got some photographs in here. I think those are probably the most telling thing. The biggest issue, I believe, is the fact that this is considered to be in a VA zone, mm-hmm. and elevation 17.
Yep.
And the ground elevation is about 12. And we want to put in a deck. There's an existing deck, a portion of which is at 15, and we want to put a deck across the front of the building, which will be at elevation 15, which is below the VA zone. So, like I said, most telling, I think, was the photographs. So we realize we need a variance from the that requirement, and I put in a narrative going over each of the issues that you cite in your regulations regarding the variance request and regarding that regulation.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like, I could.
Oh, let me see. Sorry. Do that. Some administrative materials. There's the abutter notifications. So in 6.5-28, special provisions for the barrier beach. I'll start at the bottom, actually, because I think that's probably the most important one. A4, to maintain vegetated cover so that the integrity and stability of the coastal dunes and banks are maintained so that the coastal dunes and banks can fulfill their functions and promote the interests identified in the ordinance. And what I say is that the area below where the deck is proposed will be a section of the property landscape with shrubs and garden perennials. It regularly gets maintained. The proposed deck will actually provide greater protection to the underlying dune than what is currently there. And if you look at the photographs, you see the front of the house.
So is that board that's going across?
That's in anticipation of putting in the deck. They have a building permit, I believe, to do the renovations. They're renovating the interior of the property. And
so those are just temporary stairs that are there.
Correct. And then the other one shows the existing deck. Like I said, a portion of which is raised, but the other part is down at just about at grade, just above the grade. It's like a patio.
So, is there an alternatives discussion?
Well, the alternative would be just to have the steps. And to replace, I'm assuming that we can replace the existing deck without a variance. But it's an existing property. There's a shed on the property. There, as you can see, there's very close to the adjoining property. Where they have stones and boards, and it's like demarcating the property line.
And the mitigation is planting.
We have not proposed mitigation planting, but we certainly could do that.
That's part of the. Is that not part of the ordinance or the regulations?
Well, as I said, we'd be happy to add that to the variance request.
It's going to need to be significant for a variance. It's going to need to be significant.
Right now, I don't see any overwhelming public benefit to this, which is another one of the requirements.
Well, we're not talking about public benefit. We're talking about the lack of increased impact to the resource area.
Right. But one of the criteria for a variance is overwhelming public
overriding public benefit. That's one of the requirements for it, and that's it's
well, would you consider if we did some mitigation with some beach grass, would that create for you a overriding public benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have precedent for that?
As far as that not being appropriate, or what are you saying?
I'm saying would it be adequate as mitigation?
It's not normally. I mean,
on a project like this, what would you consider to be an overwhelming public benefit?
Something that's going to reduce storm flowage, something, you know, it's a few plantings is certainly not, doesn't meet my criteria for overriding public benefit. That's
right. So my question is, what could possibly be done on this property that would create it? It's not like we can create storm flood storage because it's a coastal resource. Whereas on an inland project, you can do something like that, or you can create more BBW. Our only options here would be planting beach grass.
If
that doesn't meet your criteria of an overwhelming public benefit, then I don't see what else we could propose. I mean, if we tore down the shed, would that be considered an overwhelming public benefit?
Probably not. I think that you got to make a stronger case than this. I don't know that we should come up with all sorts of ideas for it.
Well, I mean, you probably have precedent. I don't see the opportunity on this site to create an overwhelming public benefit, other than maybe remove the building. And would that be considered an overwhelming public benefit?
Well, it would make the deck kind of needless.
Right.
I think the one precedent that we do have for this, there was a lot of work done that created a public benefit.
Such as?
There was quite a lot of
concrete
was removed. There was beach nourishment done. There was I believe there was a path that was that's going to be created for the public to use, and also there were a lot of plantings done on the beach too, which had a public benefit. And frankly, building a deck doesn't create a public benefit.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not sure just plantings is enough to grant a variance.
Could I conference with my client outside?
Sure.
Sure.
Thank
you. Do you want to pause the recording?
I'm going to pause.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we have a letter from one of our neighbors supporting the project. And some of the other neighbors who said that they were planning to come tonight couldn't make it. I haven't read this yet, but I believe it is a support letter. The neighbors are all happy because they feel like this property is maybe the least attractive in the neighborhood. So if you're looking for a public benefit, perhaps the local public would be in favor of this project because it might perhaps raise their property value. In addition to some plantings that we could propose.
Well, at this point, I'm certainly not amenable to a variance. There's
existing deck here and proposed deck here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were stairs that were obviously going from the front down.
I'm assuming that if we can't put the deck in, then we could at least replace the stairs.
Were the stairs removed?
They were rotted.
They were rotted?
Yeah.
Well, that's not, I don't think that's an issue with replacing rotted stairs with
right.
in kind. That's not going to be an issue.
Yeah.
They're just plywood right now. It's kind of dangerous.
Yeah, no, the replacing the stairs is, we're not going to say, oh no, you have to walk on those rotted stairs. But we're not going to do that, so.
And how about replacing the existing deck? Which is still there.
The one on the other side of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. On the left side of the house, as you're looking at.
Yeah, it's still there.
The one that's on the ground?
It's
yes.
rotted.
Yeah,
part of it is raised.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's on the ground, but we want to raise it up. Which obviously would be better than where it is.
Mm-hmm.
From an environmental standpoint.
Oh, is this the same location as this? Or are you moving it?
No, this is the side of the house.
Right.
And that's at grade, and then this goes up. This is on top of that deck.
Right,
so it's like
yeah.
a patio and the deck. So we're going to raise this up to that level.
Oh, the whole deck.
Yes.
So the whole ground level patio is coming up to...
Right, going up to 15
feet. And then on the other side is a whole new deck.
And the front of the house would be
right.
a whole new deck across
all
the front.
Okay.
Yeah. I have so this is Overlook Street. Here's the front of the property, the proposed new deck, and the existing deck.
What's the size of this, the deck that's on the ground?
This is 9 by 12.
The proposed is 20 by 6 for the new one?
For the new one, it's 6 by 20.
Right. Well, would it work if they removed if they removed that lower deck existing and didn't raise it?
What?
And just had stairs there?
Yeah, just had stairs.
Is
that I don't know.
It was only stairs and we put the deck in the front instead.
I'd like to talk to my husband about it. It's a possibility.
Is that what you were proposing, Paul?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering if that would... Because that would get the deck on the ground out of there, which was like a...
Then we'd only have stairs.
Nine by 12?
It's 9 by 12. And then
yeah.
we would need stairs there, but...
Oh, yeah.
And then if we were able to put the deck in the front, I think
right.
that's something we would certainly consider.
Yeah, because
that would be
a
trade-off.
Bigger, and it is, at least it is raised up off the ground a few feet.
What you're proposing, though, in the NOI is raising that 9 by 12
up to 50.
Right.
Up to 50.
Yes.
And also adding the new deck.
Right.
To the front.
Right.
Well, I'm going to let you guys, suggest
yeah.
something like that. I won't be here at the next meeting, so
oh, all right. yeah.
so I won't be.
Yeah.
Assuming it even gets voted on the next meeting.
Mrs. Flaherty would like to discuss it with her husband. So
oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We will continue, but we would like to get a feeling from the board, from the commission, which way you're leaning.
Well, at the next meeting, there might be three other totally different individuals here.
Who we're going to have different
positions
on what's going on.
I don't think
on.
We're in a position to close it tonight.
No.
maybe
I would be willing, I think, to go along with what Paul was proposing.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel too bad about that. And if you threw in some of the beach grass
yep.
in various places.
You certainly could do that.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, if you don't want the shed, you know.
Yeah.
I have to talk to my husband about that.
The issue is it's a high bar, and it has to be a high bar. We've held people, the previous similar situation. It was a lot higher bar than what we're talking about here. So, just so you understand that the variance, we just can't ignore the variance language. So, I would suggest do some heavy planting of more than beach grass and, you know, and sell it next meeting.
Okay. I appreciate the input.
So we'll continue?
Yeah.
Can we get an existing conditions plan also?
This basically is existing conditions that's shown there and proposed. I mean, we certainly could provide that.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yeah, okay, we'll bring it up. Bring
that and in. Then if, you know, the next iteration.
I actually might have one in my body.
Well, you can bring that in the next time.
Yeah,
you don't need it.
And also on the new plan, you know, show where the plantings would be and, you know, how many square feet and what the plantings are.
Right.
Do you have a list besides beach grass?
Julia has a list of.
Yeah, Julia's got a whole list of things, and, you know, contact her and ask her for some ideas.
Yeah.
But, you know, Plum Island.
And also the Refuge Center, they have a list of native vegetation.
A lot of times on dunes, people only like beach grass sometimes. So I just wanted to confirm that you would consider other.
Oh, we like shrubs a lot.
Beach grass.
Yeah, especially in an area like this where there's houses all around. You know, it's not like a vast frontal dune.
Right.
Just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah. Great, okay.
Okay, so.
Motion to continue to August 15th.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'll be back in just a second.
Yep.
I'm up next.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
I assume I missed everything.
I'm afraid you did. We just
it wasn't
did
much.
It wasn't much. We only discussed the peer review.
Okay.
There was nothing else.
I could walk back to my car, park the famous pizza.
You had a nice walk, right?
I did, and I had a lot of people cheering me.
Oh, that's my best part.
It was great.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Okay, next item on the agenda is Stacy Fleischer, Trust, 19 Daniel Lucy Way, Notice of Intent.
And this is for some...
Excuse me?
Is this for Toastmaster?
No,
they're usually over there.
It's usually over there, but I guess today I didn't...
They must be canceled because it may have been canceled because of the race.
Yeah, I didn't know that I'm new. I newly moved to the area, so I emailed and no response, so I came. I would end up dropping my car, just walk.
Oh.
But have a good evening, sir.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, this is out on Daniel Lucy Way. There's a community organization, I believe, for this development. And I delineated bordering vegetated wetlands. It's not clear to me whether this is isolated or bordering, but however, it is a significant wetland on the homeowners association property. And then there's a very thick buffer of rhododendrons, and then we get to the existing maintained lawn. You can see on the plan we have the vegetation line, and then there's a riprap slope. And the owners of this property are both blind, and actually they would have been here tonight. However, they just had a baby, and they're in the hospital. So, but what they want to do is they want to terrace it. What I have highlighted in yellow is the terrace, and what you can see here is the riprap slope, which is
now maintained by weed whacking, so it's all maintained. And what they want to do is make this level so that they can have a fence around the top, because when you're blind, you walk and you need to know where your boundaries are. And they can't go down the slope. And also, they're proposing to enlarge the deck on the back of the house. There's an existing deck, and we show the existing deck and the proposed deck on the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we can keep a 25-foot no disturb zone. There's a couple of trees that need to come down. So that's basically it.
So all that riprap currently exists?
A big pardon?
The riprap, is that currently existing?
It exists, yeah. And it's six inch minus, so it's, you know, cobbles.
Right.
Can't really walk on it.
So you really get the proposal is the wall around it and the deck? Is that your what?
Yeah, this is going to be the wall.
Right, yeah.
And there'll be a fence on the top of the wall.
Right.
And then we have the erosion control. So we're just going to be bringing this up to this level. So that's the ground level there, and that's the ground level there. So we're going to bring the rest of this across here up to that level. So it's mm-hmm. like a terrace in the backyard, flat. And and they can put a fence so they can use the backyard, but it'll be safer.
I think we're going to need more of a narrative on what they plan on doing. There's really nothing in the line of a narrative, and it's required in the regs. So, because what's happening to the riprap? Are they leaving it there?
It could just get filled over. There's no need to pull it out.
Yeah, I think we need some sort of.
But you're going to fill over it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, there's no need to pull it. Yeah,
that's went right over my head.
Okay.
Yeah, so if we can get a write up as
so
to what
like a what's being done, a construction sequence
or an explanation of
yeah.
what you're planning on doing. So
well,
yeah.
It's pretty much fairly clear here, but
yeah, except
yeah,
I missed
really.
That whole part about the filling.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Okay. No, I think it would be save any surprises.
Okay.
And the existing deck gets removed with a proposed larger deck.
Correct.
I'm reading this right.
Right.
Okay.
So the corner of the house, right, is at elevation 75, is that correct?
Just about, yeah. So 74, well, one corner is at 75 and the other corner is 73
and a half. Okay, so
you're 73, yeah, I guess you're right.
You're going to bring the level up to that, to what?
It is going to be brought up to 72 and a half.
Okay, so there's still going to be a bit of a slope.
And that's, I suspect that's mainly so that they don't exceed the 4 foot height on the highest part. Which would then require a structural engineer to design.
And as far as the impacted resource, there is none.
No impacts to resource areas, correct. So buffers on the project.
And how close do you come to the 25-foot no disturb at the closest point?
It's about 10 feet, so we're about 35 feet from the wetland at the closest point.
Okay.
And what trees are getting cut down?
The ones that say TBR, to be removed. There are three of them.
I don't see them on here.
You're talking about cutting one down.
Oh, these here
in the 25 foot.
There's two right at the 25 foot.
In one end.
In one.
There's one in, according to this.
There's one right where the wall is.
There's one where the wall is, right?
Okay, one where the wall is.
And then there's two others.
Why do those?
A 12-incher and a 24-incher.
Why do those have to come down?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's because they perhaps feel that they're dangerous, or perhaps they feel that it's too much shade. That's the west view.
Mm-hmm. They're also probably going to be covered by about 5 feet of fill.
No, not the two on the 25-foot.
Yeah, I'm looking at, but I'm looking at what the grate. Oh yeah, they're outside the wall. Never mind.
Okay, well, I think you need to reconsider removing those two.
At the very least, a 24-inch, because that's according to your line, it's in the 25-foot no disturb.
Yeah, it looks like it's right just over the line.
And frankly, the other one is technically in the 25-foot no disturb because it's hanging over it. And shading.
Certainly its roots are in it.
Yeah.
Okay. I anticipated that that might be a problem.
But I present what the clients like to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you get paid for.
And we get paid to dispute it.
Yeah, right.
Only not as much.
Yeah, how can we get paid as much as you do? So,
we thank you for your service.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess we're gonna need a narrative. We're gonna need basically, obviously, discussion of what's being done and reconsideration of those two trees.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of right out for a cross-section, but if you at least describe the filling and so forth,
mm-hmm.
if you're not going to give us a cross-section.
Okay. You can do that.
You got anything else?
Motion to continue to August 15th.
Response. Which one is our Tom in?
25 base.
25. We've had no response from 767. So, you guys can deal with that next time.
Are you telling me that I have to be here to run the meeting?
Nope.
I'm saying I'm not going to be here.
Okay. you're the vice chairman. So.
And, well, you're not going to run it if you're not here.
Yeah, I could be sick.
Yes, you can. You could have done that tonight and
should
saved us a lot of time.
Put it in the minutes that you plan to be sick?
No. I'll probably be here.
But I do plan to not be here.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we do.
Record breaking.